It's Holy Week for Christians all around the globe. WBGO Scott Pringle sat down with New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan to talk about its significance.
More than 2 billion Christians around the world are marking what they feel is the most important week in human history, Holy Week. It started with Palm Sunday, marking Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem, and then his Last Supper with his disciples, known as Holy Thursday. The following day, Good Friday, Jesus is crucified, and then, according to Christian gospel, rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. Well, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, he says these are not only impactful historic events to Christians centered around Jesus, but they have meaning in our lives today.
They're still happening. Why are they still happening? Well, they're happening because he's the Son of God, so everything he does has infinite and eternal value. And they're still happening because he wants us to do it too. Not that he wants us to be nailed to a cross, but he wants us to pick up our crosses every day, to die to selfishness and sin and Satan, and to rise with him to a new life, not only here on earth, but forever in heaven.
The New York Cardinal has been preaching for decades and feels, at least in New York, the faith is alive and well during Holy Week.
They seem to come in greater numbers to what we call the liturgies, the public prayers of the church during Holy Week. They seem to come in greater number to the sacrament of penance, to tell Jesus they're sorry for the sins that put him on the cross. On Monday of Holy Week, we had Reconciliation Monday, and in the cathedral alone, we figured we heard 2,000 confessions. I think people take it seriously. In a way, Scott, it's a little easier to exercise the faith muscle at Easter than it is at Christmas, because Christmas you have tons of distractions, don't you?
Christians traditionally focus on the crucifixion on Good Friday by attending church services that recall Jesus's path to the cross in his final hours on earth. Cardinal Dolan points out that Christians traditionally fast as a way to connect with Jesus on Good Friday.
We try to get closer to Jesus on the cross. And we say, look, Jesus, on the cross you said, I thirst. Your throat was parched. So I'm not going to take a drink today. On the cross, you had no food. They stuck a sponge in your mouth filled with vinegar. So I'm going to fast from food today. You suffered hideously for me. I could never go to that extreme. But I could at least cut down on my food.
Dolan's Easter message is hope.
We're hearing about violence and evil and scandal and corruption and murder and accidents and tragedies and school shootings. We are tempted to lose hope. We're tempted to feel like Jesus on the cross that first Good Friday, who said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But then we remember Easter, and Easter always has the last word.
Scott Pringle, WBGO News.